and they just like treat other people really badly and don't admit that they do. It's a really fun one. It's probably the most recent song that I finished, and I was really excited to, that was my first time performing it at a show, so I'm really glad that people enjoyed. When can you hear it next? I actually am hitting a live recording studio next Friday to do like video recording, like audio and video recordings of some of my songs, which I haven't done before, so that's exciting. And assuming that that one goes well, I will be using the video for things. And cool. So you can keep an eye on my social media, and hopefully that'll be out soon.
Excellent. And I think another one that I really liked was Lad Killer.
Mm.
That was very, very fun.
I like that one too. I was really happy about that one afterwards because one of my friends who also played said that their friend was like, oh, this is a cover, right? And they were like, no, she wrote it. And I was like, so my ego was just,
yeah,
it just skyrocketed after that.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, all of the songs really worked. It all sounded very put together, and it all flowed really nicely.
Thank you.
But that one was like one of the, it might have also been one of the ones that you said the name of. I wrote it down in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of covers or not covers, you notably played a pretty cool cover at the gig, and you learned it in one day.
Which
is super cool. And you played it without rehearsing with your guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you want to talk about that and perhaps the social media that followed?
Yes. So, okay, the story time behind this is that the only reason why we did such a last minute set edition is because I thought that a fun little way to promote both the show and my new song would be to post on my Instagram 2 days before the show and be like, hey guys, if you pre-save my new song and you buy a ticket to the show, I'll let you choose a cover for me to sing. And my friend had the really great idea that I could play Nonsense by Sabrina Carpenter. And are you familiar with how on her tour she like does her little outros for that song, like depending on what city she's in?
I hadn't known that, but that's
it's
that's
awesome.
Fun.
You should go watch the videos after because she's really funny with them. But yeah, they're just like silly, sometimes raunchy outros. For example, I mean, not example of the raunchiness, but when she came to Boston, she was like, I only park my car in Massachusetts. So she just like customizes it to wherever she's performing. So my friend was like, oh, you could write your own outro. And I was like, you are a genius. And I'm really glad that someone made a good cover request. So my guitarist and I each learned it separately the day before. Our first time playing it was during the show, and that went well, which, you know, it's a pretty easy song, I guess, to play. So that was lucky. And then I took a video of the outro that I did, and it was also like to promote the new song, so like part of it was like promote, like, you know, pre-save my new single, whatever. And I took a video of the outro and posted it on TikTok and Instagram Reels, and it's gotten like kind of big, like big compared to my other posts. It has like probably like 5,000 combined likes on both and like many tens of thousands of views.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you know, you're never going to get that kind of attention on your own music. But if you do, like, a stupid, like, little bit,
yeah,
people will eat it up.
Grabs the attention.
Yeah.
But then you gotta hope that you're grabbing people and keeping them.
Yeah. Yeah. I have gotten a lot of new followers from it. I've gotten a couple people, like, going and watching my other videos and, like, even pre-saving my song. So that's been really nice and fun.
Awesome. And yes, everyone should go and pre-save Sarika's upcoming single, which is coming out Friday. You heard it if you were tuned in about 15-ish minutes ago, maybe. So yes. For anyone listening right now, what would be the easiest way to find that link to pre-save it and
probably
hear your other music?
On my Instagram, which is at Songs by Sarika. That's Sarika. Yeah, and that's my handle on all social media. But my Instagram bio has all sorts of handy-dandy links in it, including that one.
Excellent. What other links are in there?
I guess you just gotta click on it. No, I'm kidding. It's like my website and boring stuff like that.
It's important, you know, self-promo. It goes a long way. Oh, and I'm gonna self-promo too. I'm gonna do a little write-up of Sarika's gig last Friday on my website's blog once the blog is up and running, which if I say it's gonna happen this weekend, it's not gonna happen this weekend, but it'll happen soon. And you can find that at max.kratzok.com. That's the website, and then everything's in there, and the blog's broken, but it's at /blog, but don't go there first, go to the rest of the website. That's max.kratzok.com. Yeah. And yeah, it's fun.
Can't wait.
Cool. Good. Self-promo's out of the way. I'm looking forward to writing about it. Took a bunch of good notes. It was a very fun concert.
Thank you.
The transcript from this interview will also be up there soon. And let's see, we talked about your viral posts, and we talked about your recent gig, but do you have any favorite Boston venues? Maybe not ones that you've played at yet, but like, is there like a venue where, you know, when I play there, I've made it?
Ooh. Well, Rockwood Boston is a new favorite. It was really fun, and I feel like they do a good job of like, it's small, but it feels like legit, and so it's a good, like, I don't know, early show for emerging artists. It was my first show with a green room, so that was exciting. In terms of like dream venues to play at, I would really love to open for someone at the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville. Where else? There's some places like a little further out of the city, like Taffeta and Lowell. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Crystal Ballroom has great vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Good stuff.
The TD Garden.
Yeah, I've someday hope to see
this
you
year,
there.
2024.
Let's make it happen, everyone. Pre-save her song. Yeah. And yeah, so that leads me into what I think is my last question. What's next? What's next for Sarika?
Yeah. So I guess I kind of touched on this already, but I do really want to work on maybe getting some opening gigs for some more established local acts. I feel like I've started to get the ball rolling in terms of doing my own shows, but it would be really fun and really helpful to like expand my audience a little bit. In terms of releases, I am working on a few different songs to release as singles throughout this year. Kind of trying to not pigeonhole myself, but like hone in a little bit more on like this sound that I'm starting out with Night Runner. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear those. And yeah, just really working on writing more, producing more, performing more, hopefully picking up the guitar again, getting somewhere with it.
Absolutely. You know, it's just like, you know, the rest of music. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got to push through the calluses.
Those... Hopefully not like through them physically. Well, awesome. Best of luck with that. Do you have any, so you have your single coming out. Do you have any gigs lined up yet? Anything on the calendar that we should be aware of?
TBD.
Okay.
TBD.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep an eye on her Instagram. That was Songs by Sarika. That's one R, one K.
Yes.
And an I in the middle. And the rest are A's.
Yes. Yeah,
that was the worst way to describe how to spell
little
that.
Little jumbled up, yeah. Remix.
But thank you so much for joining me. Do you have any final words?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun.
My pleasure. And I'd love to have you back anytime. Do you have... Ooh. I am going to ask you to play DJ for a second. Do you have any songs that you would like to play next?
Ooh.
If not, that's okay. But is there anything that you've been listening to lately that you think, or just that you want to hear?
On the way here, I was... Okay, so I've been enjoying two different songs called Honey a lot recently, one by Kehlani and one by Troye Sivan. And so,
is
you know,
that
take
honey,
your pick.
H-O-N-E-Y?
Yes.
Cool.
It might have bad words in it.
Oh, I'll see which one isn't explicit then.
I think they both might be.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well... so that puts a damper on things, but, anything else come to mind? And if not, that is A-okay.
Perhaps Sleep to Dream by Fiona Apple.
Sure. Sleep to Dream by Fiona Apple. Excellent. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear, and I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side, and now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deep. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, boys cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind is bad and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways.
Thank you. life is like a movie, then it sure is a long one. Just sleep through it. Yes, my head's made of cabbage, but your tongue's speaking Spanish, but I can't understand it. My translation's disadvantaged. Now I can't find my pupils. Tell me, how'd you do that? Made me cut my bootstraps. Why we laughing? This is some kind of joke. You wear your passes if it is bespoke. Black diamonds on the dead, and there she goes, never to be killed again. And there's your speed, Butch Cassidy.
Was a blast. Thank you all for sticking around and listening to that lovely interview. And a big thank you to Sarika for coming in. That was, believe it or not, that was Sarika's very first radio interview, and I think that she killed it. Please go check out her new single and all of that good stuff. Okay, Behind me right now is Settima Taka with Carousel. The name's in Italian. The artist is Russian. This is actually one half of the band Xuya that I played earlier. I was wrong. Something like that. I'll get it right after the break. I have another song by them coming up next. Before that, the last song that I played was Vero Strange with That's Just Speed, another new single. If you missed my interview with Vero Strange, it'll be up on my website soon. Before that was Nico Daglio with Tightrope, a local artist, fairly new song. Here is Xuya? Oh man, I should just, yeah, get that right.
Thank you.
Wow, we're doing almost all new music here on Highly Recommended this evening, which isn't usual, but it is all highly recommended, so who can complain? And when it sounds as good as that, who could complain? That was J.W. Francis with Sweet as a Rose, a song off of his 2023 album, Dream House. It's really weird. One of the songs I played earlier was released in 2022, and I almost said last year, which would have been wrong. And before that was Xuxa with a song that I don't know how to pronounce. And I still have a squeaky chair here in Medford. Coming up next, Lilac Boy. I was lying. It does not seem ready to play that song, or willing. Let's try it again. Let's see, will it go now? There we go.
To a wall real fast.
That was just Cario by Spilly Cave, a New York-based artist, and that song was released November of last year, so brand spankin' new practically. Before that was Lilac Boy with Kiwi's Daydream, another new song released at some point in 2023. I don't remember the date off the top of my head. And coming up next, that vibrato-y synthesizer in Cario reminded me almost immediately of Wolfpack's The Bird Watcher. So let's give that a listen.
Trace. know that.
That last song was What's It Matter to You by Little Fuss. And Little Fuss, the Boston Music Award nominee, will be here in the studio next week. And I'll be interviewing them, and I've been looking forward to it for a while. Really cool local band, great music. Really excited to have them in the studio. And the week after that, another local band, who I believe was also nominated for the Boston Music Awards. I wasn't able to actually find the winners, so sorry if either of these bands are more than nominees. Week after that is going to be the Q-Tip Bandits, and I will figure out if they won anything. But being nominated is, you know, getting up on the stage, it's important too. It's a step in the right direction. And coming up next is going to be Elton Gun. I don't know. There's the two dots above it. With Lelim Le.
Thank you.
so satisfied, I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied, I'm on my way.
She hasn't got time to make you a wife. Cause it's time in time with your time and this news is captured for the queen to use. Move me on to any black square. Use me anytime. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want. Yeah. Don't surround yourself with yourself. Move on back to squares. Send an instant karma to me. Initial it with loving.
if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down? Would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It is 7:58. I am just about done with my show. This has been Highly Recommended with Mellow Max here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Yes with I've Seen All Good People. Before that, Uzi Ramirez with a new song called Via Area. And before that, Alton Gunn with Le Lim Le, another new song. And coming up next, a new song by an artist named Flamingo Rider, and it is called I Rode a Motorcycle to Lake Titicaca, based off of a true story. And yes, of course I added it to the playlist just so I could say the name of that lake on air. Are you kidding? Tune in next week for an interview with Little Fuss and more Highly Recommended music. Also, I wanted to clarify, it's also a great song. I didn't play it just for the name, but it did influence my decision a little bit.